You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, let's continue on. Holy days in Jesus. Jesus observed God's holy days, and it's a shame Satan has robbed most Christians because they don't know anything about them. They think that they're for the Jews, and they're not. In Leviticus 23, God says, these are my Sabbaths. Doesn't say the Sabbath of the Jews or anybody else. He says, these are my Sabbaths, and Satan has fooled you into abandoning God's Sabbaths and holy days and embracing Satan's Sabbath and holy days, Sunday, Christmas, Easter. You guys are smart. You really are intelligent. You know that the government lies to you. Well, big organized religion lies to you also. They're deceiving you, and Satan is behind it. Passover. Did you know that Passover is mentioned 29 times in the New Testament? That's right. People think this is some Old Testament holiday for Jews. 29 times in the New Testament, Passover is mentioned. Matthew 26:2, Matthew 26:17, Matthew 26:18, Matthew 26:19, Mark 14:1. Mark 14:12, Mark 14:14, Mark 14:16, Luke 2:41, Luke 22:1, Luke 22:7, Luke 22:8, Luke 22:11, Luke 22:13, Luke 22:15, John 2:13, John 2:23, John 6:4, John 11:55, John 12:1, John 13:1, John 18:28, John 18:39, John 19:14, Acts 12:4, 1 Corinthians 5:7, Hebrews 11:28. That's right, 29 times in the New Testament, the Bible tells us about Passover. Do you think that God's trying to get our attention here? In fact, Jesus was the Passover lamb. John 1:29 says, the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If you don't know anything about Passover, how are you going to know what it was that Jesus fulfilled? How are you going to know what it was that he was? It's very important, folks. Jesus was the Passover lamb 29 times in the New Testament. It's telling us about Passover. It's scattered throughout the entire Bible. It's one of his Sabbaths. Did you know that it is a capital crime, the death penalty, to refuse to obey God's Passover? That's right. It's a capital crime, the death penalty. It's a salvational issue. If you're doing it in ignorance, you can repent. You can go to God, get on your knees and say, Lord, I didn't understand. I didn't know. Please forgive me. That's what we're asking you to do. Abandon Satan's days and embrace God's days. He'll bless you. He'll give you peace. He'll give you contentment, and it's our anniversary with him. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.